Seven simple steps to more confident writing. Who would think that seven simple steps could give you more confident writing? Well, these ones will. Here's the first one. Nerves are sensitivity, and sensitivity is what makes a really good writer. Sensitivity for your horse is the foundation of being a really good writer, and sensitivity comes from understanding how to use your nerves to help your horse to feel safe. When you help your horse to feel safe in each individual instance, then your own nerves will just disappear. This is where you get to use your sensitivity as the gift that it really is. The second step is listen to your fear. Listen to your fear and use it to make yourself safe. Especially use it when it's the gentle early warning signal that I call something is not quite right. Using fear as it was designed to be used will immediately strengthen your confidence. Then you'll be able to tell the difference between fear and excitement, and that will give you an even bigger boost of lovely confidence. Step number three, fix your fright imprints. If you have a fall or an accident where there was a fright involved, it results in a residual tension that I call a fright imprint. Have too many of those kind of falls and accidents and your bravery bucket is emptied. You can release this tension and create a more positive reaction to your riding by understanding what happened in the accident and how to make yourself safe next time. Step number four is help yourself by helping your horse. If your horse is not calm and confident, then your own safety is challenged and you are right to have nerves. Congratulations on having them. They are your survival mechanism. Horses are often nervous because of the way they were trained. One way of helping your horse is to break everything that they are afraid or anxious about into gentle baby steps. Slowing down like this and helping your horse to become the calm and confident partner that you are looking for will increase your own confidence too. Step number five, the best place to get rid of riding tension is off your horse. Who would have thought it? Most people were made unnecessarily nervous back when they were taught to ride in a sink or swim kind of way by bouncing around. That developed unwanted tension, and the unwanted habits of that tension bring small instabilities into your riding seat even now. Even if you're an advanced rider, you can increase your confidence so easily by getting rid of that tension off the horse, where you can really focus on yourself and get that lovely pelvic and spinal alignment that will give you an incredibly stable riding seat. Some people will find themselves as effortlessly secure and stable as they were when they were a kid. Others will need gentle baby steps to take that good seat out to their horse in a way that develops a comfortable seat stability for the first time. It is such a cool feeling to be that stable on a horse. Step number six, things outside of horses can affect your riding confidence. Fear is cumulative. Each unacted on fear and anxiety adds on to the next one, increasing it. Because of that, old buried fears and traumas that have nothing to do with horses can intensify a current fear with your horse and make it seem overwhelming. You can increase your confidence by simply paying attention to the small signals of fear or anxiety in your everyday life outside of horses as well, and consciously taking whatever action you need to make yourself feel safe. You deserve to feel safe. Step number seven is allow your horse to help you. They are the most amazing beings. Horses are filled with a deliberate thinking wisdom that can help you when they are not afraid. So allow the sweet time together, doing nothing special at all, and notice how you unwind your mental, emotional, and physical tension. Pay special attention to it. Notice how your breathing slows down. Notice how you relax. And notice how all of that increases both you and your horse's confidence. When you follow the tips on this PDF and actually put them into practice, Your own confidence is going to increase, and so will that of your horse, and you'll start to feel more deeply connected with them. Your horse will begin to experience feelings of well-being and will naturally gravitate towards you as a result. If connectedness with your horse and peace and contentment together are a priority in your life, if the normal way of pushing horses around isn't satisfying your soul, then I invite you to go deeper together with my mini program, The 7 Keys to Happiness with Your Horse. These easy lessons are foundational to any type of horsemanship and riding that you choose to do. They're intended to support other training programs because they're based on furthering your relationship with your horse. So, click the link below to find out about these 7 keys and start unlocking your inner peace and happiness with your horse.